My name is Muath Alawi. My major is financial economics, and I go to Binghamton University, and it's in Binghamton, New York.
My name is Leora Lieberman, and I am going to University of Florida, and I am in Gainesville, Florida.
Two proud, successful college students. It's hard to believe that their choice of schools was an emotionally charged disappointment some years ago when both Leora and Muath got turned down from all the top schools they had applied to. Their dreams were answered with total rejection. They had to pick themselves up and put their dreams aside, and quickly. What they discovered was a universe of schools out there that were thrilled to have them as students and offered academic and social opportunities they had completely missed by focusing on just the A-list schools and their coveted credentials. Listen to Leora and Muath tell their stories. If in the voices of these students is the sound of rejection, then give me some of that.
I was shooting for the stars. I was shooting for the big Ivy League schools and like Brown University, Princeton, Wesleyan University,
Williams College. That's big.
Yes, yes. It's a great school too.
Yeah.
I applied and I got rejected by all of them, literally all of them. It seemed like I was like in a scary movie because all of my friends were just getting their acceptance letter and they were making their choices. And I was just the one who was getting this rejections letter one after the other, and I was just super, super, super scared, super terrified. I did not know what was going to happen, to be honest.
Leora, what was your rejection story?
In high school, I was very, very academic. I was completely 100% focused on school. I was in the top 2% of my class, and I was convinced that if I got into an Ivy League school or if I got into the top 10 school, I would feel so validated and I would feel like everything I had done had a purpose. And so I was in a similar situation. I had my dream set on Cornell.
Cornell.
My grandfather had gone there. He had escaped from Nazi Germany and had applied a few times and finally gotten into Cornell. And then April 1st comes along and like one after the other, you know, it pops up in your computer screen. We're sorry to say that you have not been accepted. And it was like one after the other and one after the other. And it was like a huge expectation that had just come crashing down. And it was a lot to handle.
So Cornell rejected you. Who else?
Brown rejected me. Yale rejected me. I got on a few wait lists, but those were the rejections.
I hate those guys. What a bunch of meanies.
Right?
All right, so how do you bounce back?
For a while, you know, you kind of look inwards and you ask yourself, well, was there something wrong with me? Like, what did I do wrong? And what more could I have done? Did I not work hard enough? And you really doubt yourself, especially when you're in high school and your next goal is college. It's like, this is what's going to validate you, you know, getting into really amazingly well-respected schools. And I think you bounce back from it by, you know, going through that phase and then becoming more realistic and kind of growing from it and saying, those are wonderful schools and those are great schools, but they don't validate me.
How long did it take you to get to that point?
I'd say it probably took me until August, until I had entered school and realized, wow, I can be really happy here.
Were you scared during that time?
I would say less scared and just more disappointed. Mm. I think I always knew I was motivated and I was going to be successful. I just think I was just disappointed and it just, rejection hurts. And I think at that point when you're 17 or 18, that's your first huge real life rejection.
Wow. So Muath, you had just said you were terrified.
Right. So as my friends were getting all these acceptance letters, I was just getting these rejection letters one by one. At that point, like, what did I do wrong? I had extracurricular activities. I had the academics. I had a good personal story. So what could have went wrong? I went to all these college tours. I spoke with a lot of the program directors from these schools, and they told me, okay, everything you're doing is right. So I just thought I was going to get in, and I had no one there to really help me because my parents, I mean, they're immigrants. They don't really understand the whole college application process. They never went to school. But thankfully, I had two great mentors who basically were with me along the way, and they just start looking for schools that they thought was best fitting for me, for my personality, what I wanted to do in the future. And they were always there beside me, and they've always had my back.
But as you started on that process of finding this second tier of schools, you were just dominated by the idea that, oh, these are loser schools, right?
Right, yeah. Yes. Yes, so that's actually a good way to say it.
How did you shake the I'm going to loser schools?
I just had to accept reality. I was like, okay, these schools, these top schools are probably not for me. And I can definitely discover myself or find my purpose. I mean, once I got to school and I really got to meet great people, got involved in various extracurricular activities that I never thought I would get involved in, I just overcame that idea and everything was just okay at that point.
What a horrible experience for you to have to go through.
Oh, gosh.
I mean,
very horrible.
Why do kids have to go through something like that?
I mean, you really have to because that's what life is all about, really. Nothing is going to come the way you want it to be. There will always be obstacles and roadblocks in your way. And it's okay because I'm pretty sure if, let's just say, I got accepted to these schools, to the schools that I really wanted to go, I most definitely 100% wouldn't be the person that I am today. Because of these rejection letters, I became a stronger person. I became much more confident, much more assertive about the choices that I wanted to make in life. And I've definitely developed even more. So I feel that it's necessary. It definitely prepares students for the real world.
You know, hearing that story, like I wish I would have heard that story 5 years ago when I was going through it to know, you know, I'm not the only one who feels disappointed. And if I knew the other stories, logically, students can say to themselves, look, if this is happening to so many people, I must not be a loser. I must not, you know, be lesser of a value. You know, if everyone's going through this, we all must be in this together. There's so much more to life beyond this letter, and there's so much more to you than beyond this application process. And this is the start of the greatest beginning of your life. You know, you're about to begin adulthood. You're about to begin your academic higher learning, and you're about to enter, hopefully, you know, either a 2-year or a 4-year institution where you're going to learn about yourself and you're going to learn about life and you're going to learn about the people around you. And as hard as you can, just try to look at it as a new beginning with an open mind, and don't let a few rejection letters and don't let a few well-worded no's that are very nuanced, you know, change your opinion about yourself, because you're wonderful and you're great and you're just starting to learn about yourself. So don't let an impersonal process feel so personal.
Stay strong. Know that this is not the end of the world, that this is just the beginning. There's just so much more that you can do. And to be honest, till this day, I would just say, oh, well, you know what? All these schools that I applied to that rejected me, well, it's their loss.
Muath Alawi is a junior at Binghamton University and Leora Lieberman grad student at University of Florida. They're doing just fine.